Narn Ihin Húrin, The Tale of the Children of Húrin, by J.R.R. Tolkien, edited by Christopher Tolkien. Preface. It's undeniable that there are a very great many readers of The Lord of the Rings for whom the legends of the Elder Days, as previously published in varying forms in The Silmarillion, Unfinished Tales, and The History of Middle-earth, are altogether unknown, unless by their repute as strange and inaccessible in mode and manner. For this reason, it has seemed to me for a long time that there was a good case for presenting my father's long version of The Legend of the Children of Húrin as an independent work, between its own covers, with a minimum of editorial presence, and above all, in continuous narrative without gaps or interruptions, if this could be done without distortion or invention, despite the unfinished state in which he left some parts of it. I've thought that if the story of the fate of Turin and Nienor, the children of Húrin and Morwen, could be presented in this way, a window might be opened onto a scene and a story set in an unknown Middle-earth that are vivid and immediate, yet conceived as handed down from remote ages. The drowned lands in the west, beyond the Blue Mountains, where Treebeard walked in his youth, and the life of Turin Turambar in Dor Lomin, Doriath, Nargothrond, and the Forest of Brethil. This book is thus primarily addressed to such readers as may perhaps recall that the hide of Shelob was so horrendously hard that it could not be pierced by any strength of men, not though elf or dwarf should forge the steel, or the hand of Beren or of Turin wield it, or that Elrond named Turin to Frodo at Rivendell as one of the mighty elf friends of old.